Today I want to talk about going from a silent partner to a speaker. Very important. But Moses is a good example of someone who was given a command of God to go to speak to Pharaoh, and he felt like he couldn't do it, but it proves the point that, you know, we can always do something that God expects of us. He's not going to give us something that we can't do, right? Exodus 4, verse 10 through 16 reads, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord?" Just showing us that, hey, you know, God made us with the ability to be able to overcome the fear of speaking to strangers. We have a mouth, and if God expects us to be a soul winner, we have the ability to do so. So we should never think to ourselves that we can't do it. That's a very stupid and foolish thought. Verse 12 says, "Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." We have the Word of God that tells us what we have to say. You don't have to just come up with your own stuff. We have examples in the Bible of soul winning. We have examples of salvation that we can use to explain to people. The Bible's full of that. But read there in verse number 13, and he said, "O my Lord, send, I pray thee, thy hand of him whom thou wilt send." And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, "Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart, and thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God." But if you keep reading, I'm not going to do that, but if you keep reading, what ends up happening is actually Moses is the one who ends up speaking more so than anyone else. So we see that Moses felt like he could not do it, felt like he was not eloquent, felt like he just could not be able to speak in a nice way, in a professional way to Pharaoh, you could say. But God commanded him to do it, and he went, and he actually did accomplish it. And that's the same thing for all of us. If you happen to be silent here today, don't think that you can't become a speaker, because God wouldn't give you a command to do something you can't do. All you need to do is you need to just follow all of us here who are speakers, right? Who have overcome that and have come up with a system, have come up with verses they use, and have come up with points to use, and they're soul winning. Just follow us and use us as an example, and go soul winning on a regular basis and learn, and you can come up with your own presentation. But I want to give a couple of tips on how to become a speaker and how to the process of becoming a speaker. But I think the number one thing that you should do is you should get a list of verses and memorize the order of them. That's the first thing you should do. You should just sit down. If you haven't done this yet, go home, sit down, get you a list of verses. You could use anyone's presentation here that works, but you could take our sermoning seminar that Pastor has. Just take that, write down all the verses, get the order of them. Memorize that order so you know the flow. But secondly, take the sewing presentation, and just a good sewing presentation that works, which of course we hear we have a sewing seminar by our pastor, excellent presentation. Just take that and take the points and write those down and memorize the points and practice flowing those from one point to another, and make sure you memorize the verses, of course, too, so you know the verses to use for each point. But memorize that. Memorize it so you don't have to look down at the paper. But this is the third point I want to give. But this one here isn't even necessary before you actually speak to someone. I didn't even do this one when I began to first give the gospel. But that is to memorize the verses, actually memorize the verses themselves. You could learn the verse references, memorize the verse references, memorize the points and the explanations, and practice that before you even memorize the verses, and you could go ahead and give the gospel to somebody. You could have the verses highlighted. You could have tabs. Even if you don't even have the verses memorized, you could already have something planned to where you can give the gospel. That's very powerful. But if you want to go to the next level, you have to memorize the verses, because it makes you look like you actually know what you're talking about, right? You don't have to stop and look down. You look professional. You don't look like a robot if you memorize the verses. So don't skip out on that either. Definitely take the time and memorize all the verses plus extra verses, right? Because we're always going to be sidetracked if somebody has a question or something. But lastly, I think this is the most, one of the most, how do I word it here? The best thing that you could do to become a good soul winner, and this is what I actually did. When I began to become a soul winner, I was actually commuting almost 2 hours for church, and we would go soul winning out once a week. And what I would do when I began to learn is I would literally play Pastor Anderson's soul winning presentation from YouTube as I'm driving, pause it, and try to say the whole thing without looking at, like, listening to it. And I just did that over and over and over and over and over and over again. Obviously, it sounded like a robot when I first began, but at least I had it down, right? At least I knew what I was going to say. I knew what I had to say to somebody's question. And that's what you can do, too. Take your whatever presentation you write down, practice it over and over and over again to yourself, or practice it to your wife or your husband, or to yourself in the mirror. Just get it down, because the last thing you want to do is to be standing in front of a total stranger and just be like, you know what I'm saying? That's the last thing you want to do. So you want to make sure you're prepared. So first of all, get a list of verses. Memorize the order of those verses. Get a presentation, you know, the points that you want to cover and what you're going to say down, and memorize that. And then to help you become even more professional, memorize the verses and practice your whole soul winning presentation. So I hope that was a blessing to some of you. I do want to say real quick before I end, we should be striving to become a speaker. And if you're a silent partner here today, and you've been a silent partner for a long, long time, then you've not been trying. I'm just going to say that. It shouldn't take, I don't know, I want to be discreet when I say this, but if you've been a silent partner for multiple years and you have the ability to speak, then you've not been trying, just plain and simple. You need to put in the effort, and it shouldn't take several years to become a speaker, right? So just think about that and realize, like, hey, I can do this. I can do this. Just like Moses overcame that fear, you can overcome that fear too, and you can get a presentation down. It just takes time, and it takes practice. So you can definitely do this. So don't think you can, and don't skip out on trying and actually sitting down and taking the time to put this on paper and then memorize it. Don't skip out on that. This is very important what we're doing here. We're going out there and winning souls. So let's pray real quick. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have to go soul winning. I pray that you would help us as people who are already speakers to always become better, because we always can. And I pray that you would help anyone that is still silent here to just realize that they can overcome that fear and they can become a speaker and become good at it. Just push them, I pray, to take the time to practice and to learn to do this. And I pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.